Dear readers, this week's question comes from Amanda. She asks if there are any foods or herbs that boost immunity naturally. The answer is a resounding yes, and they can be incorporated into your normal habits to help strengthen your body's natural defenses before flu season hits. We have been conditioned to believe that natural immunity is unscientific, so it's important to review the science first. Most people have heard of pasteurization. This is the practice of heating foods to a very high temperature to sterilize them before consumption so we don't get sick from germs they harbor. It was developed by Louis Pasteur, 1822-1895, a French chemist turned microbiologist, who is credited with discovering microbes and linking them to illness. The idea is that microorganisms make us sick when we are exposed to them. This is what is now called germ theory. It explained why food spoils and revolutionized how food is preserved. Modern pharmacology was just getting momentum at the time, and it created a paradigm for manufacturing drugs to protect against specific bacteria. Clearly, this has contributed a lot to the direction of modern medicine with development of antibiotic and antiviral therapies. It also spurred vaccine development. As such, Pasteur has received much recognition and is widely praised. Some scholars question his character, yet his findings remain central to our current medical establishment. Most people do not know there existed another scientist at the same time whose study supported a very different view of human immunity. In scientific research, this is the way it goes. There is rarely a science, or the science. There usually exist many scientists contributing their theories and findings at any given time, with only some being funded and advanced, largely based on commercial viability, unfortunately. Antoine Béchamp, 1816-1908, was a preeminent French researcher and biologist, and he and Pasteur disagreed vehemently. Béchamp is responsible for discovering the pleomorphic nature of germs, meaning that they change, and observed evidence that germs aren't responsible for disease. He instead theorized that germs are opportunistic and only thrive in an organism when it is weakened or imbalanced. This explains why some people can catch a flu and are down with it for a day, while another person is down with it for a week and yet another is exposed but doesn't get sick with the virus at all. Beauchamp believed the internal terrain or immunity determines how ill a person becomes from exposure to germs. It's even rumored that Pasteur admitted he was wrong on his deathbed, saying, "Bernard was right, the pathogen is nothing, the terrain is everything." Food and immunity. Well, what does any of this have to do with food and immunity, you might ask? The answer is, everything. If your body is weak or imbalanced from poor quality food that does not nourish you, or your metabolism or organs are dysfunctional from years of disease, how can your body mount a proper defense when confronted by viruses like the flu? We see that with COVID-19 deaths, there is a huge correlation between overall health and mortality. Some sources say up to 40% of deaths from COVID have been linked to diabetes. It's also well established that those with metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes are at greater risk from the flu. This is only one example of how the health of the body can impact how a virus or bacteria affect the body. So let's explore some ways you can boost the health of your body with good foods to strengthen your immunity to whatever may come your way. Foods to build immunity. Some of the foods that help build immunity are ones that down-regulate inflammation in the body. Others contain powerful antioxidants. Others still contain ingredients that help your body's specialized cells work. Here are my top 5 for boosting immunity naturally. Fermented foods. If you've taken any of my classes on fermented foods, you already understand why this is so imperative for a healthy immune system. More and more research is coming out all the time on the link between gut health and the health of the brain, the nervous system, the endocrine system, and immunity. The research out of Caltech is my favorite on this matter, and they have some great TED Talks on the microbiome if you're interested. There are so many great fermented foods to try that everyone will find one he likes if they try a few. Some of my favorites are natto, a gooey fermented soybean dish; miso, a flavorful paste that is used as a seasoning, made from fermented grains or beans; kefir, a drink made of fermented milks or waters; kombucha, a fermented tea made of green or regular teas, often flavored with fruit; kimchi, a spicy condiment; dahi, a mellow Indian yogurt or curd; kelp. If you've ever tried sushi, you've eaten kelp. That little green sheet that holds the rice together is a sheet of kelp. It has a very distinct, slightly fishy, nutty flavor and can be consumed in a variety of ways. Why is kelp so good for the immune system? Because it's rich in iodine and as such, helps regulate the thyroid, which is so underappreciated today. And almost everyone here is deficient in iodine. To better understand the importance of iodine in immunity, go here. White pine needle tea. Yes, this is actually a thing. The natives of Canada used it to treat scurvy in the early sailors who arrived here ill. They knew what research now tells us, pycnogenol is much more potent an antioxidant than vitamin C is. All you need to do is boil white pine needles for a bit, let cool, strain and drink. Of course, be sure your pine aren't sprayed and are healthy. The flavor is surprisingly mellow and slightly sweet. Cloves. Munching on cloves might not be as enjoyable as a cup of pine needle tea, but you can combine the two by adding a few clove buds to your tea. You see, cloves are higher in antioxidants than almost any other food product we know of. Their auric value is through the roof. And the flavor goes well in any cup of tea from chai to the pine needle tea above. Simple, add them as the tea boils to get the benefit and the incredible flavor boost. Mushrooms. There are so many species of mushrooms with so many health benefits I can't go into them all, but if you haven't tried these as a supplement you might want to consider it. They have been used for centuries in Chinese medicine for their medicinal properties and are well understood to be incredibly nutritious. If you don't enjoy them in your food you may want to try mushroom coffee. I found the flavor mild and enjoyable and I find it gives me energy, unlike a coffee buzz. Try it and let me know what you think. Thank you to Amanda for that provocative and relevant question. As always, if readers have their own questions they can reach me at naninutritionista@gmail.com and they can find me online at hopenotdope.ca. Namaste. Nani Nutritionista.